Coming up is Gerald Ozauer on CITR 101.9 FM radio and CITR.ca internet, broadcasting from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver. My name is Elmer Weens, and I will be your host and DJ for the next hour of music on Gerald Ozauer. Before we start the music portion of today's show, I have some very nice people here in CITR's on-air studio from the Kidney Foundation, who will tell us about their organization and especially about their Kidney Campus Run planned for UBC on Saturday, November the 9th. Could you please introduce yourself and who you are? Let's start with Barb Valentine.
Hi, Elmer. Yeah, I'm Barb Valentine. I'm the Provincial Special Events Coordinator, Fundraising Coordinator for the BC branch of the Kidney Foundation.
Okay.
Hi there, I'm Christine Kablik. I am the Kidney Campus Run, the coordinator for the Kidney Campus Run this year.
Okay, Kurt.
Hello, my name is Curtis, and I am a UBC student and just a volunteer for the Kidney Foundation.
Excellent. Let's start with some questions that describe the Kidney Foundation. Maybe Barb will direct those to you to start off with. What is the purpose of your foundation? And who does it serve?
Okay. Well, the Kidney Foundation is our national organization here in Canada. So it's the Kidney Foundation of Canada. And we are the BC branch, the BC branch office located here in Vancouver. And what we do is, from the BC branch, we were responsible. We not only raise funds for patient services, but all other programs and services that we provide here in BC. On top of that, we also raise money for research. So in fact, the Kidney Foundation is the only foundation that does raise monies for kidney research. And to date, actually, coming in 2014, we're going to be celebrating our 50th anniversary as a national organization. Mm-hmm. And we've raised to date over $110 million for kidney research in Canada.
Excellent. And what type of things does the Kidney Foundation fund?
Well, it's quite amazing, actually, the extent of what we do. So, for example, here in British Columbia, with the BC branch, our funding goes towards, of course, a research in part. Patient services is very key to what we do. So we provide a lot of services within the kidney care clinics, within the dialysis units all over the province. So patient care. Awareness is a huge component of what we do, and we can get into some of the statistics later on why that's so important. But the awareness of an underrecognized disease in this province. That's what we do. We promote awareness about organ donation registration, and then we have programs such as Camp Sajak, where we send children children with kidney disease to camp, where we would have actual nurses in the evening so that children that are on dialysis can dialyze and then they can enjoy going to camp. We fund kidney suites. The only place you can get a transplant in BC is here in Vancouver.
You were saying earlier that this was at Children's Hospital and Vancouver General Hospital?
Yeah, you know, interestingly, Elmer, what a lot of people don't realize is that the only place you have a transplant in British Columbia, if you're under 18, it's at Children's Hospital. And if you're an adult, it's at VGH. So what we do, we have three things that we call our kidney condos. And those are, you can imagine, if you're coming down even to get your blood work and all the work done prior to a transplant, it's many visits to Vancouver. And with the transplant, you may be staying 3 to 6 months. So what we do is we have condos at three different places where people can stay. So if you're living in Prince George, Williams Lake, Prince Rupert, and you get that call that a match has been found, you're coming to BC, you're coming to Vancouver very quickly. And so we have kidney condos that are booked basically all year round for kidney patients and their families, where they can stay either for free or for a very minimal cost. And that's a huge expense that people incur.
How do you raise your funds?
We have signature campaigns. So we have under it's the our umbrella of campaign is called Recycle for Life. So probably one of the campaigns people most know us by is Kidney Car, where you recycle your car, you donate it to the Kidney Foundation. We have kidney medals. We have March is Kidney Health Month across Canada. So we have door-to-door canvassers. And one of our up-and-coming signature campaigns that we started 5 years ago is the Kidney Walks. And now they've started with seven communities. We're in 21 communities around the province. Those are 21 communities hosting these walks and runs between August and November. Now we have six runs on board, and we are really proud to introduce the first kidney campus run of its kind in the country is being here at UBC on Saturday, November the 9th. It's really exciting for us.
And we're going to talk about that a bit more after we talk some more about the Kidney Foundation.
Yeah.
You mentioned some ways you've raised funds. Are you a registered charity?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We're international, and here in Canada, of course, we're nationally for 50 years now. We're coming on 50 years.
And does BC have a branch of your organization?
Yeah, we are located in Burnaby with Provincial Health Buildings, directly across from Burnaby City Hall, and that's where we're there. So under that roof, we've got our media, our patient services, our fundraising, our accounting. We're all under that, and that's the one branch office that deals with all kidney patients within the province.
So how can people support your foundation other than, you know, these events that you were talking about? There are other ways that people can support your foundation?
Yes, through all of our fundraising initiatives. So they go on all year long. And each one provides a special opportunity. So some of the others that I was mentioning, March is Kidney Health Month. You'll have a canvasser, you know, come to your door. There's all different ways that you can support. But with the Kidney Run campaign, it's a very proactive way for us to be out there in the communities in a really visible way, championing not just kidney health and kidney disease, bringing that awareness, but organ donation. In this province, 85% of transplants, Elmer, are for kidney. That is, the other 15% is for eyes, heart, lungs, cornea, tissue, all combined. So you can see that demand in this province and why we are tied so closely to raising awareness about organ donation. And that's what we're really bringing to the consciousness out on the campuses as well, because we know that students are really socially aware, and we would like them to know the need that we've got 85% people that say two thumbs up to organ donation, but we're currently sitting at just under 19% of people that have actually signed up to be organ donors. That directly translates into a loss of life for kidney patients in this province.
We were talking earlier about a blood test that's available to detect the onset of kidney disease. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Absolutely. I'm glad that you brought that up. You know, a lot of people don't know there is a test. It's called your GFR test. Simple blood test that you're going to take, ask your doctor, or anytime you're getting a physical, make sure that your creatinine levels are getting tested. It's called EGFR. And that's your filtration rate. So a healthy kidney filtration rate is 60 or anything above that. So you go in, you get that blood test, you're going to get a number. You're going to know that number in every year or two when you get tested, you can see. And if your number is up, so for example, mine, I know it's 77. So every couple of years, if I go in, get it tested, if it starts to decrease, which it does with age, then you're aware. At a certain level, then your doctor would refer you to a nephrologist if you're in within a level which is a danger zone. And right now, we actually know that there's 240,000 people in British Columbia that are affected by kidney disease that don't know it. So that's on top of those that we do. So we do encourage people. And it's just one of those under-recognized diseases and an under-recognized test that people just don't know to, you know, so early detection is key.
Early detection could save a lot of money, say, from dialysis, which is, you were giving me some numbers earlier on what it costs to for a person on dialysis for a year.
Yeah, surprisingly, it's over about $67,000 per year per patient. Average wait right now in British Columbia is between 5 to 7 years on dialysis. And if you take a look at the portion of the population that perhaps may in the future be on dialysis or be affected by kidney disease that aren't aware of it. If you compare that to a one-time cost, about $22,000 for a transplant, and then anti-rejection drugs that a transplant, post-transplant recipient would have to take, there's a huge difference in those numbers, right, than sustaining at the $67,000. And it's just also, there is no, what people don't realize is there is no cure for kidney disease. Dialysis is that maintenance before we get a transplant. And so there is that misconception, with the population, many people not understanding about an under-recognized disease of the necessity why organ donation registration awareness in this province is so important. And through the Kidney Run and the Kidney Walk campaign, that's what we're trying to do, is get table discussions going in this province so that, people start to think about it again.
Okay, Christine, you have some experience with kidney disease. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Sure, but first, Elmer, thank you so much for having us here. Yeah, it all started actually when I was in school. I was in just graduated high school in a small town in Saskatchewan, and then I moved to Calgary and Calgary, Alberta, and for 2 months I was not feeling good at all. And, finally just went and got tested at the hospital. And like Barb said earlier, my creatinine, normal person, is between 60 and about 140. Well, my levels was 1,000. So you can just imagine how many chemicals I had in my body. And, if I didn't go to the hospital, who knows where it would have been. So I had to start dialysis, and I did that for about 2.5 years. It is not a not a fun life, but it keeps me alive. And then, I had my first transplant from a cadaver, someone who passed away. He was, unfortunately, someone had to pass away, but he had signed his donor card, and it saved my life. It did last only for 2.5 years. And then my amazing parents decided to figure out if they were a match, and my mom was a match. So it's now October 11th, has been 11 years now from my mother. So I say she's given me life twice, so... Yeah, so it's kind of dear to me here doing these Kidney Campus Run. It is great. We need to get the students more aware of it out there. So I didn't know it at that age, so we really want to get it out there for them. So,
okay, and this Campus Run, November the 9th, you can find all this information on your website, right?
You bet. It is. You can go to the website at www.ubckidneyrun.ca. All the information's there for sure.
Google UBC Kidney Run, and you'll find the website.
You bet.
Okay, let's go over some of the details of the Campus Run. Kurt, what's your involvement with as a student with? What's your involvement with the Campus Run?
Well, I originally started volunteering for the Kidney Foundation back in high school. Not really for a good reason. I just needed volunteer hours. But I ended up having a great time. My karma points definitely went through the roof. And what I really like about the Kidney Foundation is while you're volunteering there, you really get to interact with the people that you're actually helping. Just Christina right beside me here is actually a great example of that. That I really get to see how this disease affects people and how much better, how many good things you can just do just by volunteering.
Okay, let's go over the details of the Campus Run itself. Christine, you're the actual coordinator, I believe, of the run. The date is
Saturday, November 9th.
And the location of the run is Pacific Spirit Park.
Correct.
And it starts at?
Registration's at 10 a.m. and the run starts at 11. We also do, it takes maybe about a couple hours, and Mahoney & Sons was kind enough to have the event afterwards. So if you want to come out and have, a good beer after, you can definitely do that.
Okay. Options for the run. You don't have to do the whole thing, right?
No.
10K is a bit much for some people.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I won't be doing that. So, there's the walk. You can do a 2.5-kilometer walk. You can do the 5-kilometer fun run. If you want to get it timed, for students, it's just $20 to register, so very little, and it will go to a great cause.
And how much money do you want to raise for this event?
Well, what do I want to raise? You bet. Let's say...
million, right?
Yeah,
is that,
there you
isn't
go.
Isn't that what you said before?
You betcha. Probably, 10, 20,000, 30, we want it all, so...
Okay, and it follows the usual format where people get donors to support them, or...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Supporters?
Sponsors?
Sponsors,
yes,
right. Correct. That's the word.
Yeah, for sure. You can, you know, if there's any businesses out there that, you know, aren't going to be able to run, we have a lot of students out here that would, if you want to sponsor a student, like I said, just check out the website. That's ubckinneyrun.ca.
Okay. Any other information you want to give me about this run or about the Kidney Foundation? Kurt, go ahead.
Yes, actually, on that note, you can sponsor students, and I happen to be running the 10K, so if anyone feels generous out there, I wouldn't mind a little donation.
So Kurt signed up online. So what a student would do, and this is the same if you actually go to the Kidney Foundation, which is kidney.bc.ca, you can click on, we have 21 different websites for each campaign. So we've raised actually over 300,000 in the province so far.
Excellent.
We've got this event coming up and Fort St. John. And we have wonderful students, really proactive, like Kurt and others that are out there that have registered. So on the right-hand side of the column, when they go to ubckidneyrun.ca, they're going to see the list of names, and they could actually just click on any of them. And we haven't reinvented the wheel here. It's like anybody signing up, you can send, you know, emails out to your friends and family and tell them to support you, and or as Christine said, any businesses are interested as well, go click on any worthy student that's out there trying to help make a difference and support them.
Okay, that's UBC Kidney Campus Run on November the 9th. Everybody get out there and support this very great cause. Okay, thank you, Barb, Christine, and Kurt. Stick around, don't go away. I will have you announce the first song for the music portion of Geraldo's Hour after this station break, once I untangle myself here.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca okay. Internet, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
You're going to say, how does the
check
sun?
Us out on
how
Twitter, Facebook, and CITR's very own Discorder magazine.
You're all going to say,
keep on top of the Vancouver and Canadian music scene.
Okay, my guest DJs are going to announce our first song. And the name of the band is?
Hot as the Sun.
And the album?
Nighttime Sound Desire.
And the tune is?
Stop Talking.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Radio.
Okay, these are my DJs, and here we go.
Just dance, I'm not. Touch your tongue.
Okay, and if you didn't already hear our conversation while we were playing this first song, the Kidney Campus Run, the registration is at the Running Room, which is on Westbrook Boulevard, Westbrook, whatever. It's on Westbrook, so that's where you can register.
Astra must be one of the coolest bands around. They made a major breakthrough with their album Olympia, released in June. With its electro-pop dance music and new wave and house influences, Painful Like with Astra. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca Internet, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and CITR's very own Discorder magazine. Keep on top of the Vancouver and Canadian music scene. The Islands, a band formerly from Montreal, is now based in Los Angeles. From last year's album, Asleep and Forgetting, this is not a song, and that's because I couldn't find their new album, Ski Mask, or their new single, Waveforms, with its very cool graphics on its cover.
If Penny rolls away, I will have lost everything. In many subtle ways, I already don't have anything. I hate to watch you go. Whoa, whoa. Nick, if you ever learn, it never shows. This is not a song.
Sponsored by SPEC and YWCA, Urban Farmer Field School houses hands-on urban agriculture courses that run from now until November. Learn how to grow veggies on your patio, forage for tasty plants in the urban environment, and host backyards, chickens, or bees. Become the ultimate city farmer and register for courses at spec.bc.ca/events.
You may have caught Jay Arner performing live at UBC during CITR's lunch hour shows earlier in September from his self-named album, Jay Arner and Bird of Prey.
Thank you. another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay. Last Monday I played a two-song set of Jesse Lanza's Electronic Dance Music. Today we are trying to be laid back, so it's Strange Emotions from Jesse Lanza's Pull My Hair Back album.
Do you care? Thinking of, and if you want.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue, getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. A special two plums for one.
Vancouver's Rika is Christina Maria and Map Inside My Head with electric guitars and other cool synthesizer stuff. Fabulous is a thrift shop run by the Auxiliary for Children's and Women's Hospitals. The Still Fabulous thrift shop has relocated from Dunbar Street to Main Street between 27th and 28th Streets. They have a great variety of top quality clothing and some great deals for you. Their new address is 4355 Main Street, just a couple of blocks south of King Edward on Main Street. Still Fabulous Thrift Shop at 4355 Main Street in Vancouver.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the food bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Why is a drummer producing an album by himself? Because Sean Razek can, and because he is good. The Forest Inside My Head.
Yeah.
Sean Razek sounds more and more like Iggy Pop every time I listen to this tune.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, and hey, don't forget to take in Shindig, the CITR-sponsored Battle of the Bands, happening every Tuesday evening at the Railway Club in downtown Vancouver. The band Group Love originated in Los Angeles. They're spreading rumors with Schoolboy.
Oh, and
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
Long time ago in a galaxy far away, I lived in Santa Monica, Los Angeles. Not that this interests you, but this next tune is for all my now elderly friends in LA. Ways to go and spreading rumors with Group Love.
I didn't ask for that. You give me heart attack. I didn't want to care. And then I saw you there. Been working like a dog. I turned all my dreams off. I didn't know my name. I didn't know my name. I got a little bit longer. I got a ways to go. I got a little bit longer. I got a ways to go. I got a little bit longer. I got a ways to go. Whoa, I got a ways to go. Even when I can't see my review, even if I promise to hear you, even when I sleep all day, even when I sleep all day, even if I wonder if I'm promised to live in the back of a room just like we do, even when I dream all day. Don't wanna sleep tonight. You got me feeling right. I didn't know my name. I didn't know my name. I got a little bit longer. I got a ways to go. I got a little bit longer. I got a ways to go. I got a little bit longer. I got a ways to go. Whoa, I got a ways to go. Even when I can't see my review, even if I promise to hear you, even when I sleep all day, even when I sleep all day, even if I wonder if I'm promised to live in the back of a room just like we do, even when I dream all day.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year illegally. Poaching is a major threat to our country's wildlife. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor with a desire to preserve living space for wildlife. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust does just that. Works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Elmer Owens here in Vancouver at CITR 101.9 FM radio at the University of British Columbia. Content warning for Christy Lane Sinclair. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. sudden I've let you go. Here I am, considering. So young and so sweet, your eyes burn up the sky. What does that mean? What does that mean? Said I'd let you leave, but we both know that wouldn't mean anything. The stars, they might align, but the sea remains deep. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Elmer Wayne signing off on Geraldo's Hour for another Monday. Leo Ramirez is here and next with his Latin American music show. And don't forget, UBC Campus Kidney Run is November 9th. Sign up at the Running Room on Westbrook Mall. And just a bit of Jordan Klassen to take us to the top of the hour. Come on, Jordan Klassen.